Hello everyone, it's Patrick. It's been a couple of days longer than I meant since my last boo, but we've been a bit busy. Spent the weekend down with Barbara's sister Mary, who lives in Chichester. And we always have a good time there. It's normally a reason for us to go down there. And this time we were down for the Chichester Festival and we saw Amadeus, starring Rupert Everett, who was Salieri. And I didn't know person who's playing Mozart, but played him brilliantly. And I came away from the show understanding what it was all about. I saw the film a few years ago and I hadn't got a clue. Not a clue. And the 3 hours passed just like that. It's fantastic. Really, really good show. And then in the evening went over to see some friends of Mary's called Mick and Linda, who are very good hosts, and they did a wonderful barbecue. It was excellent. Putting afterwards coffee, it was all really good. But as we were driving home, I got this sort of sinking feeling. I don't know what it was, but I knew that something wasn't quite right, and I couldn't really put my mind on it. Went to bed, slept all right, got up this morning, and that sinking feeling was still there. Had a lovely breakfast in the garden at Mary's house, croissant, coffee, got a lovely coffee maker. Brilliant. But I just had this feeling. I knew my phone was in the car. And it was flat. Yes, it flat's a battery. Flat's a pancake. So I put it on the charge. Nothing serious there. We got back home. Bobby said, oh yeah, can you just check your diary that we're not doing anything on Tuesday? Because it's supposed to be going around to some friend's house. Then it clicked. Couldn't find my diary. Looked in the drawing room. No. Kitchen. No. Man bag? No. Drawers where it shouldn't be? No. I begin to get a bit panicky by now. Phoned up Mary? No. Don't. She hasn't seen my diary. Phoned up Mick and Linda? No. They hadn't got my diary. And, you know, it's my pulse. It's my heartbeat. It's my pacemaker. Everything that I do is in my diary. I just begin to think, God, what am I going to do without my diary? And then Bobby went up to look in the look through the luggage again, the overnight bag, and there it was. Oh, I can't. Do you know you have these things which are absolutely vital, and if you lose them, that's the end of your life. And if I'd lost my diary, that would have been the end of my life. I've no idea. I write everything down in there. And I don't retain it in my head. I would have made me start to use an electronic diary, which is something I mean to do. But anyway, I got my diary back. Very, very, very relieved. There's more things I should have told you. I'm going to do a boo late tomorrow, probably. Milton Keynes. Very interesting. Up there on Friday. And yeah, I was quite surprised. There's more than just cows at Milton Keynes. Anyway, nice to talk to you and talk to you soon. Bye.